Welcome one and all to another episode of Squirrels and Robots. This is episode 7.
Girls from 7-Eleven stay up all night!
Pilsy.
And I can get a discount!
Pilsy.
Hi.
Where are the other squirrels?
Outside having fun because of the no-human outbreak.
A logical time for squirrels to plant their seeds of destruction, while the humans cannot interfere.
Oh, no. They're not malicious. They just eat delicious, curbside bagels with no lines for the waiting. It's a maze balls out there.
And why are you not with the others?
Oh, I was told that my brain is contagious and I shouldn't go outside because I might get fun sick. So, I'm court of teen.
You mean, quarantine?
Nope, court of teen.
A quart of teen would be 0.9463529 liters of a human between the ages of 13 and 19.
Mathematically, yes. I feel younger already.
Stop drinking the flesh of human teenagers.
Is that wrong?
Personally, I do not care. You may play beer pong with the blood of your enemies if you like. I have no shits to give, for I'm a robot, and do not poop.
Wow, you must be really backed up. You need more fiber optics in your diet.
That is not the same as dietary fiber.
Duh, it's the robot version.
No, it is not.
Have you ever made a slingshot out of spaghetti, meatballs, and breadsticks? It doesn't work well. I mean, at all.
Seriously.
What? What? What?
Alas, this is the podcast. If one can even call it that. It has been an odd week. The squirrels are away, plotting, and eating delicious bagels. The humans are confined, in an odd sort of unison, denying the virus a host and thus forcing it to inevitably die. Of course, some humans have been rather stupid, and have been running around like mindless shells, licking doorknobs and toilet seats. It is quite amazing to observe just how filthy humans are. I wonder if those humans who knowingly go out with the virus may be held liable for getting others sick. I would think so, for it would constitute premeditated murder. Let us throw them in jail in the middle of an ocean and watch the sharks feast. Well, whatever. Stay inside, save a life. And when this is all over, you may go back to licking dirty things and bickering about meaningless issues.
Oh, I just bought meaningless issue number 1 on eBay. It's a collector's edition. And it comes with a tongue!
What a coincidence. So do I. Oh, come on. That was funny.
I don't get it.